Le charme est suisse, perd d'art à la rigamelle. Reprend ni même la gamme suisse. A person can take a hakira, which is to say he's in arms, he's a sharecropper, and he's taking fields that already are have near to done to them, they already are plowed. So you can take a field that's already been plowed to be a sharecropper for the year after Shvius, min ha-goyim from goyim, b'shvius. You're allowed to do that on Shvius. In other words, you're taking the fields for them, the field is already plowed, and you're not going to use it until the year after Shvius. And of course, what that means is that the goy plowed the field on Shvius, and by you taking the fields from him, you're actually encouraging him to do it. You know, when goyim hear that people want to take like a lease, they want to be a sharecropper on a field, and they want a field that's already had its plowing done to it. So obviously that encourages them to do that, and that's okay. Avaloy Yisrael, but you're not allowed to take such a field from a yid, because you're not allowed to encourage a yid to do plowing on Shvius. Next, Machzikin Yidei Goyim B'Shvius, you're allowed to encourage goyim who are doing malacha on Shvius. We can see in the Gemara exactly what that means, because they're allowed to do malacha, so it's okay that you're encouraging them to do that. Avaloy Yidei Yisrael, but you're not allowed to do the same for a yid who's doing malacha on Shvius. There's a question in the Achronim based on this, whether why the Mishnah has to tell you that you're allowed to encourage goyim. What exactly is the chiddush of that? And do you maybe see from this that there's an isser to have work done on a field, even if a yid doesn't do it? That a person has to keep their fields from having work done on the shav sahar and shav slashem, the land is supposed to rest, and the mitzvah is to make sure it rests. It's a question of maybe you could see that from this Mishnah. And then the Mishnah ends, v'shoylem b'shlemem ne'dar kisham. And you can greet these people in Neidah Kishalom, which is to say, in order to avoid bad feelings, you're allowed to get along with these people, you're allowed to greet them. And the Gemara is going to explain who that's referring to. Who is it that you're allowed to have greet Neidah Kishalom? The Gemara is like this. Chochur Nirin. The Mishnah said you're allowed to take as a sharecropper from these fields. Rechir and Rav Imi. And they say like this. Chad Omar, one says, you can say, Haroishba, when it said in the Mishnah, you're allowed to be marzikin, g'day ovdei kachavim, that meant was the following. You could say is, Haroishba, tovas, Haroishba, tovos, ba'anon nasal minach basar shmitasa. You could say, Haroishba, tovas, plow well, and I'm going to give you some of the produce after Shvius, which is a pretty significant way of encouraging them to do it. You can tell them, encourage them to do a good job. Harana Amr Yasher, and the other one says that all you can do is you can say Yasher, like Yasher Kayach, like, oh, thank you for doing a good job. But you can't be as give the strong encouragement that the first person had said. So the one who says you could say even that much. Mahu shalom b'shlamin. What does it mean at the end of the Mishnah that you're allowed to be shalom b'shlamin? Meaning, what does it mean? The simple is that to a guy you're allowed to be shalom b'shlamin. Means you're allowed to say yasher. That means so the beginning of the Mishnah said you could even say this stronger lashon, which is to say, please go do a good harisha. And the end of the Mishnah says you also have to say yasher kachacha if the guy did it already. Mandi omri yasher. The one who says then the beginning of the Mishnah machzikin means you're only allowed to do. Says, hey, Yasher, so Mahu Shalom B'Shlamin. So what does it mean at the end of the mission? You could be Shalom B'Shlamin. There doesn't seem to be much less than that. So the Gemara answers that that part of the mission means B'Shalom Yisrael, Shalom Aleichem. It means to say is that you're allowed to greet a Yid and say Shalom Aleichem to him. And you shouldn't, a Yid who's working on trees, you shouldn't think that you shouldn't be greeting him. You shouldn't think that you should sort of like be snubbing him because he's working on trees. No, we say rather than that, you should say hello to him and say Shalom Aleichem to him because Neidak Yisrael. So the two ways to read the Mishnah now are either Vashoyla Mishloiman is when it says Vashoyla Mishloiman is going on the Goyim, which would be the simpler way to read it, that you could do Choy Chor Nirin from Goyim, Mazikin De Goyim, and Vashoyla Mishloiman of Goyim. Those are all three. That's what is going on. Or the other person holds that Vashoyla Mishloiman is going on the last person. It's a Mazikin De Goyim, Mishviyat Avaloy Yisrael. You can't be Mazik De Goyim Yisrael, but you could be Vashoyla Mishloiman of the Yisrael who we just finished talking about. Okay, so those are the two ways to understand the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to say a story. And Yerushalmi introduces a story using this term, which is pronounced Dalema, or Dalama, which is to say, let's say over the following story. And the story was, Rav Chanina Bar Papa and Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, these two people were Avron Achan Ruchar Shishvias. They passed by a Yid who was plowing on Shvias. In other words, he was doing the wrong thing. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Yasher. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman said to him, yeah, there's a kayak, you did a good job. Our papa, he said to him, didn't Rebbe teach us that we should dash on the pasuk? The pasuk can tell him it says, the beginning of the pasuk says, people who pass by someone doing the wrong thing should not say to them, didn't we see from that pasuk that you're not allowed to say Yashukach to people who are doing the wrong thing on Shvias, they're planning on Shvias. So he said, why didn't you just do that? Amalei, so he responded to him, look, course, after you're there, you know how to read a pasuk. So you're reading the pasuk, the simple reading of the pasuk, but literally after you're there, but you don't know how to darshan the pasuk. The drash of that pasuk is very different. And what is the drash? The drash goes like this. The pasuk really has two parts. The first part is, the beginning of the pasuk is, V'l'amru o'ivrin birkas Hashem aleichem. And it means like this, Amru Ha'ivrim, El Avdi Kechavim, these are the word the Ivrim is referring to the Goyim, Shehim Ivrim in Ha'ilam. Excuse me, they're called Ivrim because they pass through the world. This is the end and they're not getting to Olam Haba. So Amru Ha'ivrim, Amru Yisrael, Birkas Hashem Aleichem. So those ones who are passing through the Goyim did not say to Birkas Hashem Aleichem. What does that mean? They are not willing. They are not willing to say because they don't want to say because Hashem Aleichem. So my Yisrael Arnu Lehem. What did the Yidden say back to them? We'll see in a second what the guy meant when we said that they didn't say that. The Yidden said to them, "Birachnu Hashem Hashem Hashem." We give you a bracha, which and they mean to say it as follows. That's the end of that pasuk. Is Birachnu Hashem Hashem Hashem, and it means as follows. Lo da'yechem kol habrachas habos l'olam. It's not enough. All the brachas that come to the world, bishvileinu, we who are doing what Hashem wants. Because of us, that bracha is coming to the whole world. You don't welcome us and offer us from all those brachas. You take all the things of this world and don't give it to us. So when we say, the goyim are not saying, you should have the brachas. And now the yidden are responding, no, you didn't say that. It's bad enough that you didn't say that. And we're the ones who, we're the ones who bring the bracha to you, but you didn't respond, come back and give to us, let us enjoy from those brachas. Not only that, you, instead of giving us, letting us enjoy from the brachas that Hashem's gives to this world, you roll onto us, pisim, vizimas, gogalias, varanunias, for all these four different types of taxes, so instead of paying us back good for what we did to you, instead you just give us taxes and make life difficult for us. So that drash of the pasuk tells us that there was nothing wrong with saying about the Chorosh Yishvias to say Yasher. And the Achron talk about how that fits with the Mishnah. It's a question, a serious question, because the Mishnah said you're not allowed to say Yasher to a Yid. That's a question. And then you tell me ends off with something that the Mepharshim would say that most of the ways to understand this is that this next line really has no place to what we said before. It's sort of a connected piece from Gemara in the Bavli in Avodah Zarah. And it says like this, Hayri Rav Imi, Lirdos Imai Aser. The Gersha is with the last word it should be Aser. Rav Imi rule that you're not allowed to be Roida. Roida means to take bread out of an oven. They used to make the bread and the dough was stuck onto the walls of the oven, and pulling the bread off of the walls of the oven once it's baked without letting it fall, and that was a skill called Ritiyas Hapas, pulling it off on the side of the oven. So Rav Imi said, it's also if a person is not allowed to help someone who's not of Aretz, take his bread off of the walls of an oven. It has nothing to do with Shvias, but the reason is because he's going to make the bread tummy. There's an issue to make chul and tummy in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore you're not allowed to do that thing. Again, it's not connected to the list we're talking about at all, but the first one is saying that it's here having to do with the way it's quoted in Yerushalmi and Avodah Zarah.